Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Have you ever gone through a day where you're very, very busy and you need to get some things done, so even though you're hungry, you just keep going, and slowly, that hunger sensation turns into a headache? I see this happening to my wife periodically when she's busy and she just forgets about eating. A few hours later, she has a pretty good headache. And it can happen to a lot of us. We just get busy, we don't focus on what our bodies are doing, and things go wrong. Our minds and our bodies are connected. For example, a patient of mine came in once, and before she said anything, I could tell that something was wrong. She was hunched over, she looked very sad, and her body just reflected this sadness. And I shortly found out that her mother had just died, and she was just grieving from the loss of her mother. This is called the mind-body connection. Our minds and our bodies are connected. Our bodies affect our minds, and our minds affect our bodies. Try this sometime. Just act as if you're really angry. Don't be angry, but let your body be expressive. Let it show anger. It's tense, it's taut, it's ready for a fight, and see if it doesn't affect the way your mind feels, or vice versa. Start thinking about something that makes you very angry and see if your body doesn't reflect this anger. Researchers from the University of Berkeley also wanted to look into this mind-body connection, and they reported in the 2010 issue of Emotion how people who have been practicing meditation for 2 years or longer are very good at reading the mind-body connection, and much better than people who are dancers or just the general public. Let's look into this more deeply. The researchers were interested in looking at dancers because they spend a lot of time with their body, getting it strong, making it resilient, agile, and very functional. So they wanted to find out if meditators or dancers are better at reading the mind-body connection. So they had three groups. One group of 21 dancers who had at least 2 years of training in modern dance or ballet. There are 21 seasoned meditators who had 2 years of Vipassana practice. This is a form of meditation where you focus on your breathing, your body, and you become very aware of how your body and emotions are doing without judgment. They also had a control group of 21 people. So this was a good study. Well done. Let's look at what they did and what they found out. All three groups were exposed to emotionally charged movies, and at the same time, they were to respond on how they were feeling inside, whether the heartbeat was up, and just a variety of things on how they were doing. They were hooked up to electrodes so they could read whether their self-perception and what was actually happening was accurate. And what did they find? The dancers in the control group showed really no correlation between their emotions and they're accurately predicting the speed of their heart. However, the meditators showed a very strong correlation between their feelings and the speed of their heart. Okay, so what does this mean to us? Why does this matter? I believe it's important because if we are more in tune to our body, we can then better respond to it, listen to it, and make choices that keep us healthy. If we're not in tune to our body, then things can go awry without us being aware of things. Awareness is my favorite word in the universe. We can't change something unless we're aware of it. I believe what meditation does is meditation makes us become super awareness people. It's not that things can't go awry, but we're probably going to be more aware that, yep, I'm going to get a headache here if I don't eat, instead of, oh, how did I get this headache? By being more in tune, more aware of our bodily sensations, of how we're feeling, physically and emotionally, we can then better make choices to fix what's happening inside of us. If we're not aware, then we're more like puppets, where life just happens to us. Meditation helps us to make changes, helps us to be more aware, and in the long run, more healthy in so many ways. So let's start taking time to meditate. I recommend meditating twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and again in the evening when you go to bed. This truly is the most wonderful way to practice meditation and improve our mind-body connection. If you want to learn more about meditation or come practice meditation with me someday, go to my website, www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's Meditation for Health Podcast. Or if you'd like to contact me directly, send me an email at drpuff, D-R-P-U-F-F, at cox.net. Until next week, peace.